This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد. All praises belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and peace and salutations be upon the final messenger. My dear brothers and sisters, we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for blessing us to observe Salatul Fajr in Jama'ah. Indeed, this is a blessed time, and we hear above us the rain falling, alhamdulillah, which denotes another blessed time. Very quickly, my dear brothers and sisters, before you head off to work, three actions that will save us from the hellfire, inshaAllah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us three actions that will save us from the hellfire. Or three people who practice these actions, then they will be saved from the hellfire. The first person is a person described in the hadith of Habiba radiallahu anha, a hadith refound in the Sunan books of hadith, if my memory serves me right, in Sunan al-Tirmidhi. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, من صلى أربعا قبل الظهر وأربعا بعدها صلاة الظهر. The one who observes 4 units of prayer before Salatul Dhuhr and 4 units of prayer after Salatul Dhuhr, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make the hellfire forbidden for him, will forbid the hellfire from touching his skin. Meaning, the one who observes 4 units of prayer after the Adhan of Dhuhr and before Salatul Dhuhr. And the one who observes 4 units of prayer after Salatul Dhuhr and before Salatul Asr begins, then for this person is this great reward. And this is an easy act, my dear brothers and sisters. This is very easy for us, especially since we are all trying already to complete the Sunan al-Rawatib. And we know that the Sunan of Rawatib attached to Dhuhr are 4 units of prayer before Dhuhr and 2 after Dhuhr. This requires you to add another 2. The second action that saves one from the hellfire, or this person who practices it will be saved from the hellfire, is taught to us in the hadith of Abu Hurairah, which is reported by Al-Hakim, and this hadith is authentic. He says sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that a person who is sahlun, hayyinun, layyinun, a person who is soft and gentle and kind, this person will be protected from the hellfire. Meaning, a person who has this character with everybody, with the young, with the old, with his spouse or her spouse, with his or her children, with your employees, with your employers, with your colleagues, a person who has this character of being soft and gentle and kind, then this person will be saved from the hellfire. The third action that saves one from the hellfire, or the third person who is saved from the hellfire for practicing this action, is the person who remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in solitude, and his eyes tear out of the khashya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His eyes tear out of the khashya of Allah. What is khashya? Khashya refers to fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with knowledge. It's not just raw fear. It's fear based on knowledge. It's not khawf. Khawf is different. And khashya is different. Khashya is when you fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala having knowledge about who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, and His commands and His prohibitions and the evidences for these commands and prohibitions. Subhana Rabbi al-A'la. Three simple actions, my dear brothers and sisters. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make these actions part and parcel of our lives, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from the hellfire. and make the hellfire forbidden for us. هذا والله أعلم وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين.